Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, a species, this is a fascinating, maybe a frightening conversation to have, but a species of butterfly known as the meadow brown is losing its spots due to warmer climate. Scientists at the UK Centre for Ecology and Conservation have found that the butterflies are adapting to new, drier conditions. Well, joining me now is Collie Innes from the Department of Zoology at Trinity College Dublin. Collie, you're very welcome to the programme.
How are you doing?
It's incredible, this, isn't it? So the temperature gets warmer and they adapt by losing spots. Is that basically it?
Yeah, in a nutshell, it's a very unusual kind of case that it's been spotted so well by the scientists over there. The meadow browns generally would have 4 to 6 spots, but what they've noticed is happening is during the really hotter months that we've been getting over the summers, that when they're in their pupal state, when they're in their chrysalis, before they turn into butterflies, if they get above 15 degrees, that means that they'll actually lose those spots that they normally have on their hind wing. And the hind wing is basically when a butterfly is at rest, you know, folds its wings together. If you notice them, they kind of sit there. And that's a camouflage kind of way of disguising themselves. Now, in the drier summer months, with the higher temperatures, this is not having the spots is advantageous to them because they don't stand out so much. So it really is kind of adaptation. You're watching it happening in real time.
So it's brown grass kind of, so the fewer spots, the more they camouflage. Can I ask you this? It's only the female, isn't that right, that's losing the spots?
Yeah, the males need the spots to chat up the females, so to speak. They need them to kind of for sexual selection. So they really need them to hang on to them to impress females and to breed. But the females need to be camouflaged when they're resting, and they need to be out of sight and out of mind of all predators. So this kind of way of, you know, when they notice as a pupa, it's amazing to think that they notice the temperature rise, and the spots disappear for every degree that the temperature rises. So it really is fascinating. And it's been documented before in moths and butterflies. You have the peppered moth many, many years ago during the Industrial Revolution turned essentially from a white species of moth to a black species of moth in a number of years because of soot. When they rest against the trees normally and the lichen, they would be camouflaged when they were white. But because of soot, they were standing out. So eventually over time and through natural selection, they evolved into a darker colour. So,
that,
you know,
is, it's unbelievable, really. You know, because I mean, this is one of the big concerns when it comes to climate change, that, you know, all species won't be able to adapt fast enough to try and deal with what's happening. But this is happening in real time. Like, that's, I mean, do we see that with many species? And I know you're talking about a moth, sorry, that was able to change. But like, are other species able to change that quickly?
With climate change, there's going to be winners and losers. Some species are very adaptable and can kind of roll with the punches, so to speak. And some are just very, very susceptible to the slightest change in their habitat or environment, and they won't win. So it really is species specific, and it depends on different animals as well. Like moths and butterflies can adapt quite quickly to new changes. Some of them can, and some find it more difficult. The general thing you'd find with invertebrates in general, as the temperature rises, they just tend to move north. So this is kind of pretty unusual, actually, to see it happening in such a quick time.
Okay, and rather than moving, they're actually adapting.
Yeah, rather than moving house, they're changing suits.
I'm a bit concerned about the poor old male moth all the same, or butterfly rather, in this instance, who's keeping his spots to attract the female. Is he running a higher risk then of being eaten as a result?
Yeah, as in most males in nature, they kind of have to sacrifice. Think of the peacock, you know, he has to sacrifice the ability to blend in to impress the ladies. So yeah, it's worth it for the males. But again, though, for the females, she'd be carrying a lot of eggs, and males you know, they'll come and go, and it's the females that are really important for the species really to pass on the next generation after they've been fertilized. So the males, I wouldn't worry too much about the lads there.
Okay.
Thanks. On behalf of the male butterfly, thank you, Collie. But there's nothing that can be done about this at this stage. This is just simply too late. Or is it a cause for concern? I don't know, but it's too late to do anything about it now, is it?
Well, I mean, unless we reverse the trends of climate change, it's just going to be one of those things that's going to keep happening. And they predict that as the summers continue to get warmer, you're going to have meadow browns, just the female meadow browns just won't have spots.
Yeah.
So, it's just, again, it's just one of those things
I have a feeling.
We're going to have to get used to.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to be saying that a lot now. There's nothing we can do about this change. We'll just have to move on. Anyway, look, Collie Ennis, Research Associate at the Department of Zoology at TCD. Fascinating as usual. Thank you very much indeed.